Hello, I am Pastor Deborah, and this is the first webinar class introduction of Agape Love Ministries. And the website, you'll notice there's a lot of other videos, but this one I'm going to start teaching you myself from the concept that I do when I go into the community mental health centers and when I talk to people. And I'm going to introduce myself as Pastor Deborah. Currently in my home. And this is the first one, so there'll be a lot of mistakes and errors for me. I'm learning. But this is the board that you see before you that I take into the acute stabilization unit of Lakeview Center, where I go as a volunteer pastor. I also have a board of one of these in a little bigger size up on the wall at the T&W flea market. Because when people come by, and a lot of times they walk by out in the aisle or the sidewalks inside, they see the board up and they stop and they look. And what the board says, as you can see, it says humans are a three-part being. I learned a long time ago that we are more than what we think we are. And most of our teaching to us is only in a couple of areas, which we call the soul and the physical body. But I have become a spiritual teacher, so I work with the third part, the one that is unseen, and most people don't even know it exists, which happens to be the spirit. Now, in the occult world, or in a lot of the worlds where there are forces and there's psychics and there's ancestors, they are connected into the spirit world, and they are communicating with things in the spirit world. Well, most of the people love that idea because they need help, and they need direction, and they need counsel, and they need guidance. And they are looking for a higher power, something beyond the earthly realm, beyond doctors, beyond counselors, books that they can ask help for. Most of us have problems that are beyond anything that we can fix. We try ourselves. Doctors try. They're trying all kinds of therapies. So many of us go to the higher power, to another source, and we want to believe that this higher power, this source, that is usually a spiritual being, loves us so much, and he is there, and he will help us, or she. So we will seek them out because we are asking for guidance and direction and wisdom to get through everyday life, and it's hard. Because I have a belief that a human is a spirit person inside with a soul and lives in a dirt body. The word actually human means H-U, humus, which means dirt. Man is the spiritual being, the creature spirit. The species called man doesn't mean gender, just means the species, the spiritual species. And it means that it's dirt and a spiritual being connected. Now what happens is the spiritual being, the spiritual part of us, it lives in a world that is all around us, parallel. It's unseen, but yet we hear a lot about it in movies and fairy tales and science fiction. And we want to believe that there is that there, but it's hard to believe as you get older. Usually when we're children, we believe in it more, but somewhere along the line, our imaginations sort of die. They go into sleep. And the only thing then that we really enjoy are movies and fairy tales, but something deep inside of us. Something somewhere in there says there's more. We desire what we see in the fairy tales, the princesses. We know there's dragons, and we want to be rescued, and we want the enemy to be defeated. And yet it's hard for us to believe that there is a real world. But there's a lot of help for us, so we'll talk about that in another video. The area of the soul That has been one of the areas that most people know about, where therapy comes in, mental health counselors, psychologists, caseworkers, social workers. One of the earliest people that studied psychiatry and psychology, Dr. Sigmund Freud, he believed that the soul part of us has two parts. One part is our conscious awareness, where we are aware of our surroundings, we're hearing things, but there was another part of this that was deeply hidden away from our consciousness, and he called it the subconscious. In the Hebrew Bible and in many other religions, it's called the hidden man of the heart. And he's not a nice person. And some of us run into him every once in a while, but he's really the boss of the soul. And he lives in that world, and he does the thinking. He's the one that has been formed and shaped by world and experiences. And he's the one that carries all the anger and all of the racism and all of the wants revenge. And he is the one that doesn't love anything except himself. Now, the body is the physical dirt. And it is made up of the dirt of the earth with all the minerals and vitamins, nutrients and waters. And it must be kept healthy by eating things that come from the dirt. Whether it's fruits and vegetables, nuts, whether it's animals. But it must be sustained by the things of the earth. And over our lifetime of a human, The genes that we got started with did get tampered with, and they have mutated. And as scientists are telling us now, there's gene mutations. And we don't know why. There are some good theories about it. But yes, our biological genes have been affected over time. So we have these three different people, spirit, soul, and body, in one place. And where the problems come in, and how it was originally designed by the Creator, was that the spirit man, who had what they call the spirit of life inside of him, he got a crown. He got all authority and dominion on earth to rule. But he was also to be subjected to the higher power that had created him. And he was to listen and learn and grow like our little children do, and become all that his father had desired him to do. And then from that position, he would rule over his soul, who was there originally made to be his helpmate. Because the soul works very closely with the physical body, and they are combined. And the soul would become like a megaphone, a communication system to everybody else out here in the natural world for the spirit. So originally the spirit was to be the king, the boss, the ruler of his land that included the soul and the body. And this was the territory, the land, and the kingdom that was originally supposed to be governed by the spirit of wisdom inside the spirit of man, speaking to his soul, guiding and leading it. And then the soul would speak to the body to keep it under subjection. But it got all messed up. And something happened, which we can talk about at another time. And the little spirit guy, he lost his crown. He lost his guidance. He lost the Holy Spirit. And he sunk down into the deep darkness of the flesh, which was in the soul. And he became subjective to the hidden man of the heart. And he got covered with a foreskin. A deep darkness, a veil, a covering that had a wax grossness on it, that if any light or love or anything from this higher power had come, it would just roll off the back of the soul like water on a duck's back. So it could never penetrate back into the spirit. But these two then became one, the spirit and the soul. They were married. And wherever the soul went, the spirit went. Whatever the soul received, thought, believed, the spirit did. They were one. They were married, intimate as one. And then the soul controlled the physical body. The physical body became the soul's way of feeling better. And when the soul, will use abuse or trauma, when the soul is feeling sad, lonely, not valued, it wants joy and peace and happiness, and it doesn't know how to get it, so it will make the body go get a drug, alcohol, food, sex. And then the body's biological parts turn on chemicals, dopamine, serotonin, and the body feels better. And therefore, the soul feels better because the soul and the body are one. So, what was originally supposed to be turned out not to happen. And you have a big mess. And my job as a teacher is to present this idea to you, that you think about it, ponder about it, study it. And most people do not get a lot of teaching on this because they don't really understand it, nor do they believe it. And when you do go to a religious facility or a faith-based community, the pastors or the rabbis or the imams, they are hoping to speak to the spirit, but usually they're not. They're just talking to the soul how to live its life and how to get some type of blessings from somebody, the higher power, so their life would be better. And they're told that, and they're trying to get the soul to keep the physical body under subjection. It's not working too well. In most countries, even though they are very religious people, we have all kinds of sexual problems. We have all kinds of abuse and trauma. And those higher powers are not helping too much, or something's not working. Somebody ain't listening. So, I am a spiritual care teacher. I believe that a human is three parts. And that we have a lot to learn about all the areas of us. And we need a lot of education. And we need a lot of information. And we need to understand all three parts of us and what our three parts are supposed to do. Because how do we know what to do and how to get help? One guy that I used to listen to, he's gone on to heaven. He had a wonderful thing that helped me. He talked about when something has been created, doesn't matter what it is, the name goes on it. Use a car, Toyota. And the name goes on it because it reflects the glory of the Creator. And when you have a Toyota car and you take it to a different dealer who did not make it, then you usually have troubles because it's an unauthorized dealer. So something, whatever it was, a lot of people don't know that created this system. When this system gets in trouble, which we have all around the world, doesn't matter what country you go to, there's sickness, diseases, illnesses, mental health, AIDS, sexual abuse, trauma. It has no boundaries and no borders. It's in every culture, every nation, and every faith. And everybody's trying to figure it out and find the answers, and they haven't been able to find them. There's a great article I just wrote for NASCA, the National Association of Adult Survivors of Child Abuse, and it goes into the history. It came out in the Time magazine about mental health. It goes back into the history of the ancient pharaohs and ancient Greece and stuff about polygods and higher gods and how important spiritual care and a spiritual higher being was involved in humanity's early beginnings, but somehow lately in mostly Western civilization where they pride themselves with science and technology, they have gotten away from this need or this idea that a higher power is needed or it has anything to do with the spirit. But my job is to bring all that back, get you to think about it, ponder it, get information, study, do research, and make up your own mind. And ask a lot of people a lot of questions. And find out the truth. Because if you're taking yourself, your three-part being, to unauthorized dealers, and you're only working with the soul, but not the spirit, and nothing is changing, or you're getting little changes, then you're not getting the whole person. And we are a three different parts, at least I believe. And I like to tell people when we have issues, we need all hands on deck. We need your spirit to be awake and alive and vibrant, connected back to a higher power, and the higher power speaking back to us, talking to us, guiding us, giving us wisdom, helping us to fight the battles we need to fight. Because a lot of our battles are fought at nighttime when we're sleeping. We don't know that what's going on. We think it's a nightmare, but we are actually in the spirit world. We need some help from the inside, deep on the inside. Our soul needs help. We need better thinking, better thoughts, understanding, education. We need answers to questions. Why is there still child abuse? Why are animals still abused? Why do people pollute? Why is there still greed? And why is there still racism? Well, most of that's right here in the soul. And until that guy dies, and your spirit part of you is filled with love for other people, overflowing, this guy rules. And in mental health counseling, in a lot of religious faith, they're only touching the soul part. And they're trying to get us to follow rituals and for our flesh and beat our flesh down, but it's not working too well. Most of us don't even know how to deal with viruses. We don't know why there's such hate in the world. We don't know. And this has been the age-old question forever in humanity. Western civilization seems to think that through some counseling that'll solve the problem, get some genetic changes that'll solve the problem. And we get a little bit of peace. They don't know how to solve post-traumatic stress disorder. They don't talk about people leaving their body, near-death experiences, hearing voices. If you have any of that, the middle part of you, they determine that you're mentally ill and hallucinating. Well, if you read a lot of your faith-based books, a lot of people had visions. Muhammad had a big vision, so a big angel, okay? A lot of these great, wonderful, wonderful faith people heard from other powers, heard from the stars, heard from the gods, got information, wrote down stories, had trips, took trips a lot, saw things that nobody else saw. And we look back now, and we look at even at Muhammad, who was in a cave, in a trance, which nobody knows what that means, but he had a visitation from an angel. Joseph Smith had a visitation from an angel. But we think nothing of that. But if you talk to that to a psychiatrist today or to some pastors in the faith community, and you told them you had a visitation, you were in a trance, and an angel of light came and visited you, they would say you're hallucinating, you're delusional, you're hearing voices, and you need to be on medication. So things are really messed up. My job is to help sort of help you to figure out what's going on. Is it a spiritual thing that's happening? And if it is, how do you deal with it? Is it just your thoughts, your feelings? How do we get them changed? Is it a biological brain problem where we just give you a drug and change your dopamine and serotonin and your chemistry? The Catholic Church, throughout its lifetime, has always believed that you could have a biological problem, a tumor, chemistry off. So they'll do a check on that medically. Then they believe you could be hurt and wounded and have a lot of anger. You could have that. But then if they check those two out and you're having some very odd, strange behaviors and voices coming out of your mouth, after they've checked the two areas, they determine there's not anything there. They go to their third. That there is some spiritual issues that need to be dealt with spiritually. They have a trained priest, and they do what they call an exorcism. But that is only after they have checked out the physical body and the soul part. But they do believe that there are things that can get in people's bodies and cause a mess. Some Protestant Christians do believe that. Other denominations, voodoo believes it. They seek that. A lot of your shamans, your medicine men, they directly contact the spirit world and they seek their information. But in Western Protestant and Western society, most of us are very science-oriented, techie-oriented, biologically-oriented, and the spiritual part that we don't want to think about, talk about. But most people are very much aware of it. They won't talk about it. But I'm here as a teacher, a spiritual care teacher, to teach you, get you start thinking that you are more than what you are. You have three different parts of you. And if any part of you been abused, it all needs to be healed, restored, and recovered back to peace and love and joy. And you need to learn about all the areas that you live in and all the different functions of that part of you. How does the spirit function? How does the soul function? What's the purposes of the body? And answer a lot of questions. Why are you here? What are you supposed to be doing here? So that's why I'm going to start coming to you from and do a little bit of teaching. If you have would like to ask me any questions or know what books I've read, I'd be glad to tell you. I've been doing this a long time. I work with a lot of people and coming out of the occult, in the occult, many faiths, different religions, no faiths, no religions. And now I am stepping up into, I know, it is the teaching part of what I'm to do. So this first video is to help you just understand me, Pastor Deborah, and kind of what I do when I go out there. So if you'd like to email me at PastorDeborah@agapeloveishere.org, you can reach me through the website, agapeloveishere.org. I have a YouTube channel called Hidden Kingdoms. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn under Pastor Deborah. So if you have any questions after you watch this, you would like me to answer them, I'll be glad to answer them to you. If you'd like to call me, you can call me and reach me on my phone or text me. I'm not real good at Skyping yet. Some places I'm having trouble getting into Africa with Skype. I don't have a real fast internet, but we'll figure it out. But please be thinking, pondering, because you are more than what you know you are. There is more to you than what you believe you are. My job is to help you to rediscover that, find out who you are, and then help you to learn about it, bring healing to it, so that you can be all that you were supposed to be. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah. God be love is here, Ministries.